Well, nothing broke, and I got very lucky in that my head went in between the steps on the side of the tower. And because I was fighting it when it let go, because I was trying to lift it, it didn't hit me as hard as it could have if it had just simply dropped. And I think the reason nothing got broken was because I was holding it, and my arms basically just came down and stopped it once, you know, they got to a certain point, and it kind of bounced off my shoulders. I was sore for weeks afterwards. But, I mean, I did go and get checked out. I got x-rayed and everything like that, and nothing was broken. But, man, I was hurting.
Thank God for that there, Cliff. You were very fortunate at the verge of not getting severely hurt like that, you know, and it was a shoulder. Yeah, that would hurt for a long time. And I'm glad you feel it. I don't know, but I tell you what, my dad, I couldn't believe what he did. When I saw what I saw, my eyes were wide open. I said, man, he pulled that towel right up as if it was nothing when he pulled it up like he did. He had to put some elbow muscle into that when he did that, you know, when he lifted up like he did. But he did it, and he got it up there, and I was so happy. He screwed the screws down the on top of that, those bolts of that, and screw it down so they secure the tower right down after that when he was done. That was it. So, anyways, I have a, I had a ring of Ranger on top of the tower. That's for the 2 meters. A 5-element Yagi for the 6 meters. And I had a wire antenna. It was called a, I can't remember, G5RV. That's what it was called, G5RV. I had that for the HF.